First Lady of New York Radio, Joan Hamburg. Entertaining and informative. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
So we're talking about comfort food and everything else, and I pick up my paper, and what do I see? That one of the great broadcasters, a man I work with, I've known him forever, you know him, the Guardian Angels is his baby, that Curtis Sliwa is considering a run for mayor of the city of New York. How could that be possible? Curtis just walked into the studio. So, que pasa? What's going on with you?
Joan, as you know, you're a warrior of this city. I'm a warrior of this city. We know what it was like in the 70s, 80s, and early 90s. We crawled out of the belly of the beast. The city got so much better. We said, oh, it's been rescued.
Right, rescued.
And now we're sliding back into the abyss. And this mayor of ours, I call him the part-time mayor, the dope from Park Slope, had a State of the City address about 3 weeks ago. And the title of it was Save Our City. I said, so after 6 years of single-handedly destroying everything that had developed to return a quality of life in New York, now in the last 2 years of your waning term, you're going to save the city? The only way you could save the city is quit now, go back to Cambridge. So I'm so antagonized, and I deal in the streets and the subways every day, so I'm not somebody who wears a three-piece suit in the suites.
Right, you're not doing this for any reason other than you really care.
Right. And people are saying to me, Curtis, you got it. You got to run for mayor. You got to save our city. And it just resonated. Save our city. Save our city. So I've created a platform that's improve, don't move. If you want to stay in New York City, you should be able to stay here, raise your family here,
live here.
Right. Others want to leave for a variety of reasons. That's fine. But how many people are leaving now because they just can't take any more of the mishigash? The homeless, the emotionally disturbed, the crime, the diminishing quality of life.
The construction on every street that you can't ever get anywhere. It's like no one's in charge.
There's no people-friendly elected officials. And our mayor's too busy going back and forth to his gym in Park Slope. And you say to yourself, remember, Joe, we were raised, being the mayor is the second most difficult job in America. First is the president, then the mayor. This guy mails it in. He's a part-time mayor.
I know.
And the problems have got to be addressed. NYCHA, the public housing projects. Remember, NYCHA was started back with FDR. Great idea, public housing.
It was a great idea.
In fact, it was a upscale move for a lot of people who lived in tenements and had a shared toilet at the end of the hallway. So here it is, you have a great public housing system that's falling apart, and the mayor who used to work in HUD under Cuomo should know all about public housing. He's abandoned the very people who elected him. So I've been in every public housing project in the city of New York, and people there are saying, Curtis, for us, please, you got to do something. Nobody understands our needs, like you, who've been here with us for 41 years.
What is it going to take, though? I mean, it's politics has boiled down to how much dough you've got or you can raise. It's going to be a huge deal. Plus, you've got a big radio career and other things which you are willing to step away from, right?
Well, Joan, remember, I had to go through this long before I was thinking of running for mayor. I've had so many, in fact, I've had as many exes as I've had radio partners in my career.
That's for sure.
And talk about fiscal drain with all the child support
that's
I pay.
Right. You got a lot of kids.
Yeah, a lot of kids with a lot of different women. So in reality, I've learned how to survive by rubbing two nickels together. The money will come. Nobody has the street cred that I do. So for instance, since I'm running as a Republican, the last time some people in inner city neighborhoods have seen a Republican was when they had $5 in their hand and they were looking at Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, but let me ask you, Curtis. I'm talking to Curtis Sliwa, who's talking about running for mayor, a real possibility. Why would you run in this Democratic city as a Republican?
Well, because I'm certainly not a Democrat.
Be an independent.
That's true, but you need a line. And the way it's a rigged system. You know, I hate to use the words of our own President Trump. and even Bernie the Altacaca Sanders. But it truly is a rigged system. If you try to run as a third-party candidate, an independent...
Not good.
I used to be the chairman of the New York State Reform Party. You need an electron microscope to find your candidate on a ballot.
Yeah,
they're
true.
Buried. And, you know, the independent voters, you know what they call you down at the Board of Elections? A blank. Say, what are you? I'm a blank. What a pejorative remark. They have no respect whatsoever for people who are independent, minded people who would like to just base
right.
their pick on the person as opposed to the politics.
So, something you really care about, you're really serious. It's not just, let me think about this. Don't you have to start now?
I already have started.
I mean, you have, right?
I'm 24/7, 365. And the first thing I'm going to do, Joe, the first thing, executive order, you know how everybody talks big markers. First, my executive order. No kill shelters. All these cats and dogs that go to animal control,
good.
They get killed in 72 hours. None of them will ever be killed again. That is a shanda, a double udiscrazia, and that's going to end.
We're ready, and I want to be your official greeter. You know the person who always goes to the airport and says, hello, welcome to New York. I want to be that person.
You'll be my best Meyerson.
Ha-ha-ha. The end wasn't so good.
No, with no. We won't talk
and no
about
shoplifting.
No shoplifting. And no boyfriends in Howard Beach laying pipe sewers.
I know. We're not going to do that. We're going to be a whole different thing.
Exactly.
You know, put on a little glove, shake hands, give them a copy of my New York on $5 a day.
Oh,
of
a
what
little
used
schmaltz.
To be.
A little
you
schmaltz.
Know, a little
yeah,
goodie.
Yeah.
Good luck, Curtis. I'm excited. We're going to put excitement and love and ability back into what is probably one of the most important jobs in America, the mayor of the city
and
of New York.
Think of this, Joan. Back to LaGuardia, I'm a Gentile who can actually speak a little Yiddish.
I can't believe it.
This would be unbelievable.
And think what a house you can fit every one of those kids in it. Curtis Sliwa, I'm Joan Hamburg, and you're listening. This is his WABC.